B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Keith in Florida, call us back. We got disconnected again. 617-779-0985.
What do you say, Artie? He's up on a hot roof with a bunch of buckets. You're throwing them off the roof with the hot paint. You paint it all up. Yeah. Me and my brother.
Al's in, where are you, Al? Al, where are you today? Mansfield? Is that what it says?
Yeah, I'm in Mansfield.
What's up?
I tell you, I could talk all day with you guys. Let me put the blame package out there. It's on Bill Belichick. Kraft gave him full control of who to sign. And when they had Garoppolo, Bill Belichick didn't want to keep Brady. Kraft did. So a little turmoil there. Then when Brady did not go to OTAs, that was the sign this year, last year, that it's not good, it's going to end bad, and he's gone. And go to Tampa with guaranteed money. I mean, God. And look at all the players that want to go there now. All these players through the NFL with their agents calling up Tampa, we want to come. And then my last point is, if the Super Bowl's in Tampa, if Tampa got there and the Patriots were there, oh, my God, the networks would have a field day.
They absolutely would. I don't see the Patriots being there, though. So you think the Pats are going to the Super Bowl?
I don't.
Probably not in the cards for them. Probably not in the cards. At least not this year. For a lot of reasons, we wish coronavirus was not a thing. So don't take this the wrong way. But don't you sort of wish that we had real OTAs lined up that were going to happen on time to see if Brady showed up in Tampa for everything?
Wouldn't that say something?
Right?
Because I think he would. I think he knows if he was bouncing, he would have to. Like, I got to get back to what I do. It's turnkey here. I ain't going to collaborate, right?
We're not going to know.
You guys are into music. When you collaborate, you kind of put it all together, right? It's not just one guy. Hey, we all just show up and play. Can't have Hall and Oates.
Like, Hall's practicing. You know, is Oates practicing?
He's doing stuff. Right? I mean, Simon and Garfunkel. There's an argument there. Which one's better, right?
You see, not as much of a debate as there used to be.
The only one really where I think you could really debate, the Smothers Brothers. Like, they're like the same. Like, yeah, they're interchangeable. Peter, Paul, Mary.
Oh.
Can you replace Mary?
How many bar rooms have you been in arguing who's the most important out of Peter, Paul, and Mary? I mean... We don't know about Puff the Magic Dragon without any of the three of them. But who do you eliminate?
Right. How would that work?
F Mary Kill if, Peter Paul right. and Mary.
Have you ever seen her when she gets into "If I Had a Hammer, I'd hammer every morning"?
Tom's
she
in Brighton.
Her head's moving.
Tommy,
hey guys, how you doing? Listen, I'm happy these people want to go to Tampa. I'm happy they're buying season tickets. God bless them. He's gone. I blame all of them. Kraft, Brady, all of them, the big babies. They all got their backs up, and no one would back down. So he's gone. So I'm a Patriots fan. I mean, I'm rooting for Jared Stidham now. And, I mean, this is where we are, right? We got to root for the next guy, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, essence. I think the question is for guys like you, Tom, are you going to be interested at all in what Brady does with the Buccaneers? I think some people are lying to themselves when they say, nope. Don't care. Tom who? Doesn't interest me at all, unless they're playing the Patriots.
Imagine playing the Miami Dolphins here at 1 o'clock and we do that game. We get to go home. And Tom Brady's on at 8:30 Sunday Night Football, hosting the Green Bay Packers. You're not gonna watch that game. I'll be 5 inches from it.
If he's on at 4:20, I'm leaving this one early to go home and watch it.
Forget
about 8:30.
All right.
You kidding? Come on.
Yeah. Yep, that.
I hate to break it to everybody.
And what is wrong with that?
But we are going to spend time talking about Tom Brady on this show this fall.
There may be days.
Assuming there's football being played.
There may be Mondays we lead with Brady. If it's that important. Seriously.
After a Patriots game, we lead with Brady?
If you had a crap game.
I think you're stretching it a little bit
what
now.
Brady throws for like 450 against Green Bay and five touchdowns, and it was like Sunday. I feel like, Jesus, did you watch that last night? We might open a show with like, Jesus, did you watch that last night?
Yeah.
And then we get into Pats, but don't think it won't be part of our discussion. I will not ignore this.
Give you a scenario. Let's say it's week 7. The Patriots played at 1 o'clock.
They're 3-4.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Like this. They're 3-4 after suffering a 13-10 loss at Buffalo. Tom Brady on Sunday Night Football played Green Bay and threw four.
And routed them.
425 yards. Four touchdown passes and completion percentage up over 70. Who are we talking about? 10 o'clock on Monday morning. What are we talking about? And the Bucs are now 6-1.
We'd be spending a lot of time on that particular day on Brady. But I still don't think we'd lead with it.
Oh. I had a text from somebody. No, we're not going to talk refs.
I'm writing this down.
Who wants us to talk refs?
They're not even in season right now.
They're not playing games. Who wants to talk about the refs?
They want us to talk about the refs right now?
Yes.
Who?
This is a case like, hey, there's nothing to talk about. Talk refs. Refs, people.
Oh.
Don't text me. I'll say it.
Don't text me again. I'll reveal you.
Want me to talk to you about the refs?
I'll tell people who you are.
Oh, my God.
Mike, only has one game. Mike, who's quarantined. Michael?
Yo, what's going on?
What's up?
Yo, how you guys feel about Jalen Hurts coming in like the second, third round?
Love him. I love him.
Really? Yeah.
I thought he threw second best at the combine.
You like him, Mike?
And I really don't know what else you're going to get second, third round, the way Belichick's been drafting the last
What I'm saying, right? That would be my sweet spot for him. I would not go and reach for Jalen Hurts.
Well, can I ask a question, though? Don't quarterbacks go earlier than they're supposed to now? Doesn't everybody reach the run starts on the quarterbacks. I feel like this happens. Yeah. And so that could happen with him, couldn't it?
Sure. Could absolutely happen.
When you see quarterbacks that, they're in that 2-3 range. It feels like they'll probably go in the second round then. Yeah. Guys shoot up the board.
Mm. What are you going to do with your second round pick?
Josh in bed. Hi, Josh.
What's going on, boys?
Hey.
Just a couple questions. So what do you think J.C. Jackson's value is with a year left and the possibility of them trading him or Thuney in the 23rd to move up for a game-changing player? And I don't really know about Hurts. I love Jake Fromm, though. That's all I got. Thanks,
I like Fromm. I like Fromm, too. He's up there, too, as far as one of the guys that threw the best. Those are my two guys I picked. Watched all the tape. Fromm and Hurts threw the best at the combine.
J.C. Jackson and a pick.
I don't think it's that high of a value. What's a game changing player?
I don't think that's going to do it. Jim and Brockton. Jim,
two starters.
Lee Brockton.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, are you asking for Jim?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Hey, how are you doing?
How you doing?
The hell is this?
Who
Jim?
Is that? Who is that lady?
Jim's secretary.
It's
Jim Murphy. How you doing? From Plymouth. How you doing?
Oh, Jim Murphy from Plymouth. How are you?
Well, in that case, go ahead.
Was that Cindy Murphy we were speaking with?
Excuse me?
No, not
Kelly, be quiet.
I'm hanging up on that. We're not doing that. Whatever the hell that was.
Wow.
What was that? Andrew in Framingham. Andrew.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about who's going to be the guy after Brady leaves. Like, I just don't know.
I don't know. Nobody knows. Stidham, maybe. Maybe someone else.
I just don't know about Stidham. I feel like Stidham after watching him last year for the small amount of time, I just don't know if he's going to grow enough.
All he did was get better the more opportunity he had.
He did?
I'm talking preseason. He played well in the preseason.
Playing against fours.
Still played against them. Still had to make the throws.
That's not, by the way, that's not to make him sound bad. I just don't know that anyone really actually knows he's any good.
Well, we'll find out. They play the game.
Yeah, and that's why we play the game. Yes. Go out there and take snaps.
Are you asking for Jim?
Can you get him back on, please? I need to talk to Jim Murphy.
No, it's Jim's secretary.
Jim Murphy of Plymouth, who calls us Jim from Brockton.
Pipe down back there.
And then keeps another person on the line.
Hold on a second.
Hey, how are you doing?
What was that?
The mobile office. He's got phones going on. She's driving. Hold on. You're asking for Jim. Jim.
It's good
Jim.
Social distancing is what that
it's
is.
It's a mobile office.
Hello.
The Gorak and Bertram show is ready for you. Hold, please. Let me connect you up here. Oh, God.
Honey, what are they out there doing? I imagine them delivering oil.
No.
Kelly. What do you think Kelly's doing in the back?
Are you asking for Jim?
Are we asking for Jim?
Delivering the Worcester Telegram. We're a little bit late this morning. We got tied up. But hold on.
I drive. You're going newspapers?
He chucks the paper out the window.
I was envisioning like a big truck, like
a rig.
Put
the rubber bands on.
You know?
No.
Do you tuck it in or do you put the rubber bands on?
No. It is not. It's a Ford Edge.
You know, maybe some air brakes. Something big.
What was the kind of low rider three row Ford vehicle that were out there for a little while? Kind of look like the old beach cruiser. What was that one?
What was it?
A Ford wagon? The Ford, yes. Ford Edge?
Yeah, no.
The Ford Boxster? Wagon. What the hell was it? How many years ago?
Arnie's got them chucking newspapers out.
It was like Scooby-Doo van? Oh, the Scooby-Doo van? They took its side off?
You've got it as a station wagon.
Mooby-dooby-doo.
I've got it as like a Mack truck.
No.
Hold on a second.
Hey, how are you doing?
That's the best call we had today.
I've got them driving around something that says, this truck stops at railroad crossings on the back. You know? That's what I've got them envisioned as.
Yeah. If you could read this sign, then back the bleep up.
617-779-0985.
Second Amendment.
Are you asking for Jim?
We roll on this Friday.
Just every air vent with a different phone plugged into it. Hold on.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is.
It's not as important as you think. Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Eric Ebron has a deal to go to the Steelers. 2 years, $12 million. Eric Ebron, tight end, was linked to the Patriots and some rumors, but now that they're probably more focused on figuring out who their next quarterback is, maybe that falls down the list a little bit. Maybe. You know, there's that report that Bill Belichick was a little surprised by Brady actually walking out and leaving. You got to wonder, like, those trade discussions they reportedly had on DeAndre Hopkins and the trade discussions they had on, who am I forgetting here? Oh, Stephon Diggs?
Correct. Who knows what OBJ, too?
Like, were those with Brady in mind? Thinking, nah, he's not going to leave.
Yeah, probably. Or else you bring in, what's his name?
That mean they're done with that? They're not doing that anymore?
They signed some guy, Demir
Bird.
Demir Bird today, $350,000.
Yeah,
bonus.
Bird.
He can run.
Tom in Sandwich. Hi, Tom. Not there. Try Joe in Chicopee. Joe.
Oh.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know, yeah.
What's the name of that diner out there that has the big prime rib?
Oh, that's Birdie's.
Yeah.
I go there. Often, their seafood's great too.
Oh,
yeah! Just last time I went, I had the scrod and the God. Well, anyways,
too much story time.
Jim?
Too much story time. Is that how I say it? Too much story time.
Yeah, but the call was 15 seconds?
No, it was actually close to 30.
30, okay.
Yeah. Mm.
You did it right. You said it right. 29 seconds late. Trust your instincts.
I had to do it right away.
Trust your instincts.
Okay, so just so everyone's aware. But that's sort of Zoe's fault, too, that it happened.
He said chickpea, and I get stuck. I remember Gourmet episode. That big, fat prime rib.
So you want me to pull that trigger much faster?
I'm glad.
Boom!
Bernie's. Got it.
Story time. Out! Hardy almost stuck the pen right into his eye.
It's a Sharpie. So I need something sharp.
Hey, how you doing?
Robert and Spencer. Robert?
Hey, guys. This is a question for Zoe. I was just curious about something. Zoe, when I watched Jarrett Stidham in preseason connecting to Jacoby Myers all the time, and I watched Tom Brady, do you think that Tom Brady sometimes threw the ball where he wanted the receiver to be instead of where the receiver was, even if he made a mistake?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, that's what I thought, man, because that's what it looked like, because sometimes the receivers were open, and he didn't throw it to him. He threw him to where he wanted him to be.
Right. And that's why they get their ass chewed out, you know, getting back to the huddle or heading to the sideline, or he's with Josh and he's telling him, hey, I gave you the signal, come back to me, or we got to play faster, we got to be more aware. His sense of urgency, yes. It's instead of just saying, I think the great example is that pick six against, it wasn't a pick six, but the pick against Houston, where N'Keal Harry ran that flat, sort of a flat ass slant route instead of getting in front using his body. And just because we tell you to run a slant, don't just run a slant. You may have to alter the route. And he didn't play like rest of the game because he got his ass chewed out on the sideline. There's higher demands from Tom Brady than Jarrett Stidham. And Stidham will get to that point where Stidham will be throwing for spots. That's how you're trained to do it in this offense. But, man, sometimes when you're a young quarterback, you're just looking like, oh, is he open? I'm just going to throw it on him. I'm going to find an open guy and put it on him against lesser talent, too. So, and that's what became the struggles when guys like Jacoby Myers and them had to play against the ones. And, man, it did not click.
Rick is in Littleton. Hi, Rick.
Good afternoon. Hope everybody's well. I want to make a comment about Brady's landing in Tampa, and I don't think it has anything to do with necessities of location and this and that. I think he saw this team as a team that has the bones for him to get into the playoffs and make an issue in the NFC. And if he wins the NFC, no quarterback would have ever won both conference championships, let alone a Super Bowl from both. So,
Kurt Warner almost did it. Kurt Warner, right?
Close. Yeah. But right, he got close, but nobody's achieved it. And isn't that what Brady wants? Is some other great crowning glory? So that's why I think he's in the NFC. And it had all about to do about the team itself and how well he could, had a chance to get.
Yeah, I just don't think it's like that's the NFC draw to him. Like, this is the greatest quarterback to ever play. He's been in one team for 20 years. And the team where, boy, you know what I really want to continue it is Tampa. Again, it's Tampa Bay. Now, granted, two-team market at the end, Chargers and them. He picked Tampa. I don't think Brady's sitting there saying, you know what, the pinnacle of my career, the capper, is going to be go to Tampa.
Well, and you know what? What would you have picked?
Me?
With those two choices. I can't believe you guys got to think about this.
Well, hold on. Because of the coach.
It's Tampa.
I'd go to Tampa.
It's Tampa.
Tampa's a better choice. Football-wise.
Football-wise.
Franchise-wise.
That's why he's picking it. Weather and beautification of city. And everything, it is 199.
Unification of city. So talks about Brady like he's about to go down and also take over the parks department down there.
No. And I'm saying, if you want the nice little pretty city, you're going to L.A., man. You're going to palm trees out there.
But the stadium isn't built, and I don't know when they're going to build it. The
stadium's in the middle.
What stadium?
The L.A. stadium, is it done?
You share it with the
Rams. I think it's done this year, right?
I don't think it's going to be done this year. They shut down the state of California.
Oh, good call.
The only reason why they're moving forward, and by the way, I spoke with a buddy of mine who's a contractor in Las Vegas, and he's got a bunch of flooring jobs. I said, and your job shut down. He said, well, the casino job, obviously, that I had a crew on, they're done, and a school is done. He said, but everything else is up and running. I'm like, oh, they haven't halted construction? They never closed the casinos in Vegas. They're all closed. They haven't shut everything down? He said, no, man, they got to finish that stadium. So if they shut down construction on everybody, The stadium guys are going to keep working, so we all get to keep working outside of places that have been closed, like schools and casinos. But other construction projects in Nevada still operating. California, though?
As of January 31st, they announced the stadium was 85% complete. So that last 15% has been, well, let's say they got another 5% done. No, not even 2%. So they got 12 or 13% to go and things are currently paused.
And you can only have skeleton crews in there making sure stuff doesn't fall down that's already been put up. You can't add to it. You can't do any major construction now while things are shut down in the state of California. For how long?
That stadium's already been pushed back a year. That stadium was supposed to open last season.
I'm not saying that Tom Brady is overly concerned with the condition of the stadium, but it's a factor. It's a factor in, you know, what is my day-to-day going to be like playing for this team? Well, where are we going to be playing? We hope in this new stadium, and we think it, fingers crossed, you know?
How about just stability of franchise in each case? You've got the Spanos family, notoriously bad owners over the years. And then you've got the Glazers, and, like, that's a way better, more stable ownership group in Tampa than what you've got with Tampa, Chargers.
Like, Tampa Stadium has been here a while. It's not bad.
It's sort of an established thing that Tampa Bay's got.
It's not bad.
Yes, they suck. Yes, they don't have a ton of like fans, but whatever.
They have the best halftime spread.
Zoe says they've got a great halftime spread.
Cubanos? Cuban sandwiches?
No. Turkey carving stations. Oh. Prime rib.
Yeah.
Like a wedding. This place is great.
By the way,
Super Bowl will be good there.
An important coronavirus related question someone just asked us on Twitter. Anthony said,
what did he say?
Has anyone checked in on that guy John Henry had quarantined in spring training?
The little fellow was allowed to go out for a run once a day and he was fed box lunches? Three squares a day.
They're just chucking Cliff Bars up to his balcony.
How?
Throw the towels.
How
down.
Ridiculous does that look?
Down.
How insane does that look now?
Tonya, coronavirus saved the Red Sox.
Chi Young Liu. What happened to him?
We don't know. We never went back.
Does anybody know if he.
Has anyone bothered to. Oh, crap. How about that dude we made stay in the hotel?
I thought you had two keys.
No, the whole team left Fort Myers. You know, here's something I found funny. So it does appear that a number of Red Sox players have stayed in Fort Myers because they said if they went home, they wouldn't have had anywhere to, like, work out. So they just stayed there.
Right?
They felt they didn't have a place to conduct their activity if they went home. But then Ron Renicky was on a call yesterday after the Chris Sale news. It was like, yeah, I left Fort Myers. I'm not there anymore. Like, I'm out of here. Someone check on him. Make sure he's okay.
Time, man. Shaughnessy's got to write the article. Coronavirus saved the Red Sox. Got them off the hook for Nick. Nobody's talking.
Whew.
I hope they left that kid internet. Just hope the internet didn't go. Because, like, some hotels are closing. You see that? Like, Boston Harbor Hotel.
Yeah. 617-779-0985. We'll get to more of your calls next.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Which of the range do you like the best?
The next one. The next one's the best.
I am told Tampa is the choice, and he will sign tomorrow.
Don't discount the puck.
I think it's time to put him in a place. I'm going to have to set him straight. You don't know me. You don't know where I'm from or what I had to do to get this straight. Hey.
I'm throwing everything quick tonight. We switch it.
Brady throws, pass, caught.
How do you think Buccaneer fans are feeling right now after that news from Tom Brady?
Hell yes.
Back to Brady it goes. Brady going for Edelman. He's got it. Touchdown.
Now look at me. I say now look at me.
617-779-0985. Today's takeaways are coming up next segment. We got fake promos? Right.
Yeah.
Keeping some sense of normalcy.
Tell you what, though, like the logo, hey, if you care about your family, like he like cares about the family, right? But yeah, the cool pirate logo. Hey, kids, look at the pirates here. Bring a sword home, bring a pirate patcher. Ahoy, me mateys. You pirate me dead skull. Build a pirate ship in your backyard. Eesh. There's nothing good about Tampa. Tampa Bay. I thought we'd be sitting here prepping. I was ready for the Titans. Titans. Thought it was going to be the Titans. Didn't you?
Tom's in Worcester. Tom?
Yes, sir. I had a question about the unpopular Belichick decisions over the last few years. Which ones, including
Butler,
signing Tom Brady, benching Malcolm Butler, which ones do you rank the highest in terms of the exodus of staff right now?
Based on the exit of staff comparative to it?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. I mean, you always have turnover in the league. Guys always leave and go. But I would think the Butler one, man, because you couldn't stop them. And your quarterback threw for 505 yards in that game. Whoever had the ball last was going to win. You just said, no, he ain't playing. Not playing any defensive snaps. Yeah, I would consider that to be a head-scratcher. So, this, it was kind of, we're getting ready for this to see this potentially coming, right? The quarterback also bargained for this, to have the ability to hit free agency. He wanted this. He openly stated this. And what'd they say? Anybody with 20 years of service deserves that right, right? They allowed him to get to this point.
Because you didn't want to sign him to a longer commitment than a single year, and he was tired of that.
Uncharted waters, you know, different state of time. We've all openly talked about this day. Yeah. All you know in this sport and the way it's gone with free agency over the years, all you need is one taker.
Mike in Nashua. Michael.
Yeah, so I usually listen to the 2 to 6 show, but now that I'm stuck at home, get to listen to the cool guys.
Thanks.
And the Three Stooges, I forget their names, Fledgler or something.
Well, you're making fun of my friends.
I'm being disrespectful.
Nothing gets disrespectful. I'm sorry,
they're good guys, but they went on and on about how horrible it is that Brady had to settle for Tampa Bay, you know. What a terrible franchise. But I think if he goes down there, turns that place around, takes him on a deep playoff run,
yeah,
that'll just further burnish his legacy. No?
Yeah, Montana did it with Kansas City.
It will, but think about it. Try and take yourself back 3 years ago where Tom Brady is going to still have something left and he's going to be viewed to be still a capable quarterback in this league. And he's not going to retire with the Patriots. As a matter of fact, they are essentially not going to make him an offer because he didn't come to them first, and instead he ended up signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now take yourself back to 2017. Right.
Take yourself back to what Hardy's saying. After that loss where you threw for 505 yards, if we had the Biff Tanner Look Into the Future sports guidebook, oh, by the way, Tom Brady will be signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah. How disgusted would you be by that notion 3-4 years ago? Not now. Now you have to come to terms with it. You have no other choice.
Can we narrow that down to leave the Tampa Bay part out of it? Just the fact that
that's a good point.
He hit 43. He was still playing well.
Yeah. Without hitting that precipitous drop, that wall that Max Kellerman talked
about. There wasn't a massive drop off, and they said, yeah, we just don't want to keep committing to you, so they let him walk out the door.
Oh.
And when they did, he did end up going to Tampa Bay, but just the first part, like Bill said, yeah, I think I've had enough. We'll try something new now. What? Why? Yeah. Doesn't like 43-year-olds.
It's like playing a game of chicken.
It's a lot easier and probably smart to, you know, convince yourself now that he's going to be okay and that it's not the worst thing ever. But a few years ago, I said, that'd be the worst thing ever. They're going to let him walk. They're not going to re-sign him. He's going to go play for somewhere else on a guaranteed deal for 2 years. And most people think he's probably going to have a decent time of it wherever he goes. And, oh, by the way, where did he end up going? 49ers? No. What a big market team? Was it the Giants or is that? No, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, I of course come to grips with it by now, but had you asked me that 3 years ago, I would have thrown up in my mouth.
So, do we have time for one more? What do we got, T-Bone? We do? We have time for one more. Tom and Sandwich.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I just want to say great job, guys, and I'm looking forward to watching the Pats and the Bucks next year. I think that's going to be awesome. And my question is, who retires first, Brady or Belichick, and does Josh Allen get the job?
Josh Allen?
No, he missed.
Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels.
I would say Brady would retire first.
And I say Josh McDaniels will have a head coaching job before he has a chance to, before Belichick retires as head coach of the Patriots.
Okay.
That's
good. I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
Good answer.
Very good.
Today's takeaways, which are fake promos, we're going to do those?
Hmm. Yes.
Nice.
We will.
Sounds great.
Very good. We'll do it next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Give me that stuff. That's sweet.
Okay. Fake Promo Friday is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It still has the World Wide Web to do all their consultations. Get your consultation today through awaken180weightloss.com. They have 6 locations. And if you can't get in, well, we could coach you up online right there, just like Skype. And why not? Great time to start losing the weight. Let's get to the fake promos. How many do we have, Artie?
I believe there are 6. This is, you know, it's a brave new world here. It's T-Bone back there in full control of the fake promos for this week.
Good job today, Kristen.
And was she brought in for a consult on the fake promos today?
No.
No, she was not. One man up every
day. Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Take it!
Hey-ya! Take it! Hey-ya!
Hey-ya!
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
We're off to a strong start here today.
Strong, strong start on the fake promos.
Another one bites the dust.
Woo! Good promo. Good first one.
Nice.
All right, number two.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
To talk about this and to kind of just hash it out.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sheesh.
Hash it out.
You ever have good
Why
corned
is
beef
that funny?
Hash it out.
Yeah. I had good corned beef hash the other day. It's really good.
At home?
Did you tell us? No.
Did you make it?
What day was that, may I ask?
A bunch of days. Oh, that was over a week ago.
Oh.
What?
Curious.
Oh, they're not open now, but dull.
Super Blonde Blonde thinking about making her own corned beef hash with the leftover corned beef from St. Patrick's Day.
Isn't that nice?
What do you think of that?
I'd say go get a can of it and save yourself the time.
That's not my time.
Hash it out.
Hash it out.
I bet she could do a wonderful job.
I think so, too.
You cut it up, you keep it real small, and you do little potatoes.
I don't know, but with all the things I'm hearing about breakfast in your house, I'll be over this weekend. Oh, tomorrow? God. Good? What time?
You guys come over. No, they said don't do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're already together all these hours every day.
Don't want to push our luck.
It's all wrong. La, 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 la.
Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Icon Source.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The most innovative way to bring your technology streams together. Icon Source.
Icon Source.
He got hit in the head with something. He had stitches in his head.
New from Mimecast. It's Icon Source.
Our new database integrative collaborative platform.
Icon Source.
Icon Source.
Icon Source.
A co-construct using synergies from across different mediums. Icon Source. Words, words, words. Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
So we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's a very drop-heavy fake promo this week, fake promo Friday.
And then some?
And such as?
Somebody sent me...
Did she get her juice yet? Like, she was after the juice, but if you had the juice, you could hit her up on it or something, right? If you're down with it?
The juice.
The juice.
The juice.
If you're searching for the juice, you get it, and I'll be all right and waiting on it.
That, of course, being Shelby Cordell.
Yeah. The one with marshmallows stuffed in her cheeks.
So we were kind of, you know, surprised to find that she only had like a couple thousand plays on YouTube yesterday for her juice song. Should we look at it today? Did you see any of the responses, by the way? A lot of them, how many people are here from the Sports Hub, and a lot of people were there for that. Okay. She's up to almost 4,000 views now on her juice song.
Is that on YouTube?
That is on YouTube.
I want everyone to comment there and say how many people, you know, ask that question repeatedly. Yep. How many of you are here for the Sports Hub and Zolak and Bertrand?
Gave you fame.
We get to choose how many women is you trying to get loose. One for the daytime and one for the night. I'm a rider for life, no time for compromise. You hit me, it's late, but I'm on my way. Three in the morning ain't no time to wait. You
3 in the morning ain't no time to wait.
I wouldn't wait there.
I don't. Booty call.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Moving up.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Jim and Brockton, Jim.
Two starters. Leave Brockton.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you asking for Jim?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Hey, how are you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I need the rest of that call.
Hello. Oh my God! I figured out what you had them riding around in the Ford Flex.
Oh yeah,
I said that.
It seems too new.
I said Flex.
Yeah, too modern.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought we were looking back to like the.
I'm thinking like station wagon with wood paneling on the side.
Right. Like the
Chip, like the Griswolds.
Yes, the Griswolds.
Jim, they hung up. What should I do? Turn the music back on.
Girls on your line, but only me that's gonna slide. So make up your mind, boy. No time for declines, boy. I'm in it, let's win it.
You know what I like about this song?
Juice.
That part.
Last one. Last big promo.
Get it. It's coming. Get ready. It's come. Juice.
Last one.
Middays at 10. Zolak and Bertrand.
Andy Robicelli, Rosie Greer, Tom Landry, Jim Patton, Lawrence Taylor, Carl Banks, Sam Huff, Y.A. Tittle, and Chuck and Charlie Connolly.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's a good promo.
Fantastic.
Chuck and Charlie Connolly.
So good.
Let him go. That boy. He's
right then.
Chuck and Charlie, he had the juice.
So it's been an interesting week, huh? Things change daily. We still come here. We still plan to be here Monday.
By the way, also coming up this weekend, we will start playing classic game rebroadcasts here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, including this Sunday, the comeback in the AFC title game against the Kansas City Chiefs, followed by the win over the Broncos going back to 2013.
Please, your radio show's getting in the way of Maz's conversation. Would you keep it down, please?
It's unbelievable.
Why
just
Italians,
come in and talk
Italians
at a volume of 11.
Why don't we come in and have a full volume conversation at the end of the Felger and Maz show? See how it goes over.
Hey, everybody, have a safe weekend. Thanks for being with us throughout this. We'll be back. We plan to be back Monday here live in studio. Felger and Maserati with Jim Murray next.
Have a great weekend.
You keep saying that you're going to jinx it, so.
2-6 show. 2-6 show. Midday show's leaving. Remember that? They heard it on the midday.
That's right.
Somewhere in the midday.
The midday.
Yeah. Midday. The 10 midday. To 2 show.
All right. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text JASON to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.